What's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to episode Bo. Me and my co-host Taekwon. We were actually literally just on the phone talking about stuff. And this is a topic that actually came up in the conversation. So Taekwon, take it away with exactly where we went with that conversation and what we want to talk about today.
All right. So pretty much the conversation we had on the phone was, anyway, I went out last night, had a good conversation with one of my other friends, and I was discussing like my summer and how I really wasn't happy in the summer. And a lot of that was just like, I thought I was happy. I was drinking, I was having a good time with friends, I was always out spending money, having a great time. But then as I look back at it, I'm like, what did I really accomplish? What did I do? You know, nothing besides money was spent. You know, maybe my time too. I think I spent a lot of energy just doing that. You know, hangovers, waking up late, not getting goals accomplished. And it all stems back to me drinking. It was like a symbol of me being unhappy, me masking some type of inner pain. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of people are doing that. I know a lot of people in college are having a great time drinking and everything like that. But if I think back to the college life when I was in college, we all did it, but maybe it was just mask the stress of college. You know what I mean?
No, I mean, that's possible. That's possible. And I definitely do think that people fall into... There's different ways we could shade our reality or do things that make us feel better than or different than what our current circumstances. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, it's okay to have a good time. People have their different vices, but it's always about moderation. Like, there's times that I could reflect in my past where I would delve into substances a lot. Like I've said on previous mm-hmm. episodes, I used to smoke a whole lot of weed. And drinking was never a problem for me. Like, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And I also had to put that in its place as well. Because, like, it's a difference in mentality. So I'm going to start by saying, like, I always feel like our sober self, there's nothing better than a natural high. There's nothing better than you living to your full potential, experiencing your true character, having real experiences. But under that, you know, we have times where we just want to have a different, we want to alter our mood for a certain reason, or we want to just go to a different place or experience a different feeling. The problem is where that experience becomes a lifestyle opposed to an experience. And guys, I'm talking very basic as well. Like, literally coffee alters your mood, right? We have little things that we just like to, it makes us feel a little different, a little better from our estimation. But when it's not in the place of a supplementary thing is when it really becomes a problem. And you don't need it. Some people who feel like I'm fine without anything, my hat goes off to you. I try to be as much as possible in that realm. And then every now and then, just to quote unquote, live a little bit, dabble into something else. But we have to be cognizant as to when this thing, this substance, or it could be food, or it could be whatever, is becoming so important to me that I'm prioritizing it over other things that really should be taking more priority or dominion over your life. Like, whatever responsibilities you may have, whatever goals you may be having, like, it could be other financial obligations you have, and you're letting this thing compromise it, or even going to work under the influence, right? So when it's out of balance is when I think it's a problem.
Yeah, I think financial obligations, like you said, that's when you start investing so much money into a certain substance to enhance your mood or just kind of like reshape your perception of reality. That's where you may want to see maybe yourself or maybe see counseling at that point. I feel like when you say yourself, it's like have that conversation with yourself, that heart to heart. Like, mm-hmm. what am I going through? Why am I acting out this way? You know, you got to check yourself sometimes before somebody else checks you. And I think that's what I had to go through. I had to go through my own little crucible and figure out, like, why am I feeling this way and how can I bounce back from it? I stopped drinking for a long time just to, like, remind myself that I'm not an alcoholic, right? It's easy to fall into that habit of drinking. You drink socially. And then you start saying, all right, I want the party to keep going. I want to drink every day after work. You know, you go out with your coworkers, you drink every day after work. Then when they don't want to go out no more, you're like, well, I'm in this habit of drinking. Let me buy a case for the crib. I'll have one after the crib. And I think that's where I would really draw the limit. I've never gotten to that extent where, like, after work, I'm like, let me crack one open, you know. But I wanted to make sure I never got there. Mm-hmm. So I treated myself like an alcoholic. But I started saying, if I'm around alcohol, that's not the environment for me. Let me go somewhere else. And it's just to teach myself that there's more to life. So if I think I have to have a drink to have fun, it's more so like, all right, well, what else can you do to have fun? Where can you go? Who can you meet? Reshape everything, because reality is what you make it, essentially.
Yeah, and I think you touched on a couple important things. Like what you just said is, well, what other things can I do to have fun if I think that drinking provides fun for me? That complements what we spoke about in the last episode of self-awareness. You knew what drinking provided for you, so you try to prepare ahead of time and say, well, what can I put in place? Because, guys, we can't just remove something and not add something else as the fulfillment or, like, the replacement, so to speak. But you knew that it was a thing of a source of fun for you, so, hey, I'm going to put something else in place that's fun, that isn't drinking, that won't compromise whatever it can compromise. And now we also have to pay attention to the psychology behind, let's say, drinking. But this can apply to any other vice or any other habit that you feel is preventing you from getting to where you want to be. So you said in the summertime you were drinking more. Guess what? It's hot in the summer. So a cold drink, because it is a beverage, sounds even better than it may sound in January. For some, it may sound the same, no matter what. But when it's hot, you've been working all day, you step outside, man, that drink sounds refreshing, like even more so. The second thing is, what are we programmed by? Guys, drinking is a big business. So on commercials, you see someone drinking, or you see certain slogans that make it seem like it's okay to just have a drink. Like, that's the underlying thing. So when you get off of work, you may have some fitness goals you want to still accomplish, or you may want to wake up early in the morning because you have something else that you want to do to be productive in your day, right? But you say to yourself, oh, what's one drink? Like, everyone drinks, or let me just throw one back. Well, you know, how can that hurt? That one may turn into two or three. Now you're getting up late and you're not doing what you want to do the next morning. Or you just added some extra calories or just toxins to your body that are not going to help you get that figure that you ultimately want. And that also reminds me of this book that I've been reading lately called Bigger, Leaner, Stronger. And there's a great section within that book that talks about willpower. It's about I won't, I will, and I want. So you say I won't to whatever that thing is, whatever the thing is that's going to get in your way. I won't do this. I won't do that. Whatever those things are, I will, meaning come hell or high water, I will get this one task done, or whatever the task is at hand for you. And then ultimately, when you're getting tempted by certain things, what do you want? I want. Keep that vision, that picture in your mind, and almost salivate over that. Like, that's what you want. And knowing that these things are going to get in the way along the way, but you want this thing, so your I will and your I won't become even stronger because of that.
Right. You said something about the willpower. Also, you got to keep in mind that sometimes people lose willpower to these substances because drinking every day relaxes you. Having that one beer after work relaxes you, puts you in a calmer state. So I think we tend to fall for the after effect, not just the act of drinking, you know what I mean? Because I think the act of drinking is acceptable socially. It's like smoking, you know? Some people go out there and they smoke a cigarette with their friends or whatever because their friends are doing it. It's a conversational starter. It's like, if you ever been to a bar and you're chilling with a good group of people and then five of them leave and they say, oh, I'm going to grab a smoke. Now you have no more conversation. So you go outside and you chill with them, you get the secondhand smoke. That happens for days, weeks, months, whatever time frame. And then next, you know, you're puffing cigarettes, taking drags as well because they're doing it and you want to keep that conversation going, right? Drinking, it's not just an act, it's how it relaxes you. Smoking, it relaxes you too, but I don't really smoke cigarettes, so I can't speak on it. But just feeling that serenity, you know what I mean? People seek that benefit right there. But then, like you said, also moderation. Some people take it too far because drinking can turn from being the happy drunk, the calm drunk, the raging drunk, or that sad drunk, depending on your prior mood to drinking, you know what I mean? I've been around a lot of people, and I've seen a lot of different acts of whatever those three, four things I mentioned are. And most of the time, it's the happy drunk. But then the party ends as soon as somebody starts saying, oh, I love you, man. You know, you mean so much to me. Because you can tell that stage two right there. And next thing you know, when they start getting denied or rejected or whatever, they become the angry, violent, volatile drunk. You know what I mean? I think moderation is the key. And knowing why you're drinking is important.
Absolutely. And we have to be cognizant of the fact that, like you said, when you drink or you smoke or whatever someone's vice is, it puts you in a relaxed state, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about another compromising thing about being in this relaxed state. And I'm not saying I want to just put it out there for myself. I'm not endorsing any of these things. People, you guys are going to make your own decisions. I'm not saying smoking is good. I'm not saying drinking is good. I'm not saying whatever. You make your own decisions for yourself. I'm just talking about my past experience with things and what I've learned when we talk about altering reality, talking about what is, you know, like how do we kind of get out of masking or shading our reality so that we can actually deal with the real problems. And when you did reach that level of internal power naturally, where to put these things in your life, how to place these in moderation. I just wanted to clear that up. But anyway, my point was, so you said that it relaxes you, let's say drinking, right?
Yeah.
So we have to think of, like, if someone's shading, using drinking to shade their reality or whatever their vice may be to shade their reality, and now you're under the influence and you're feeling more relaxed. Now, not only did you drink and compromise goals, now you're going to go eat that cheeseburger at McDonald's because it's 2 a.m. Yeah. And you're making an unhealthy eating decision now. Now you're going to text that person that you swore you would never text mm-hmm. because you're more relaxed. So look at the chain. It wasn't just one behavior. And when we're talking about self-awareness as well and just making better decisions for ourselves and getting to the highest potential of ourselves, we have to not only look at the element that is maybe preventing that or masking that reality, but what else does it provide for you? A lot of the times, it's a chain effect. So therefore, you're getting further and further from the self that you really want to know because of one initial decision. So in any decision we're making, guys, we got to ask, what is it going to cost us in the long run? Look at it from a wide lens view. Like, don't look at it in the moment where you're getting caught up and you're like, oh, I want to drink so bad. It's going to feel so good. And you're thinking about the gratifying effects from it. Think about what else does it cost me. Just judge things by that too. What does this cost me? And if you're willing to pay the price, you make the decision. If you're not willing to, then stop making that decision, because we cannot get new results by doing the same thing. So if you want new goals or new things that you're accomplishing, take that into consideration and let's move accordingly.
Yeah, I totally agree. The whole thing with the cost is pretty much what you're alluding to. Is this, it takes so much from you as a person. You know, you start eliciting certain behaviors that you normally wouldn't do because you're under the influence, because your judgment that used to be sound is now impaired. And once again, I'm not advocating for, like, banning drinks or anything like that. I'm just saying, like, with moderation, is that's the key to anything in life. You know, you have too many cheeseburgers, you're gonna find your results are, you know, detrimental. But one every now and then is not too bad. It's just, we need to be more in tune with our spirit, in tune with our actual goals, and find out, how can this hurt me or help me in the long run? Because cost isn't just financial. I actually know a couple people that you lose your fortune over drinking, you lose your fortune over drugs, because you feel like you need this thing. And honestly, what you need is to find something else that benefits you. You know what I mean? Like, if you have this addictive personality, find a way to put it to good use. You know what I mean? Don't sit there and piss all your fortunes away. Actually, I was listening to this Dave Ramsey podcast the other day, and this guy called in. He said, yo, you know, I called you months ago. I had this inheritance of $2 million, and you told me how to, you know, diversify my portfolio. I'm calling today because I have a new problem. I'm spending all my money on prostitution, porn, and all this because I'm a sex addict.
Right.
When I heard it, I was like, yo, he bugging, right? Like, you calling the wrong person. He's his financial advisor. He's not a therapist, right?
Yeah.
But Dave told him, like, listen, like, you really need to go seek some real help if this is what you're doing. Like, you're aware of the fact that you're burning money, but you can't stop because you're addicted, right? So at that point, you need to, you know, find whatever counselors or therapists, even say go to church, you know, get right with the Lord and everything like that, because he's a spiritual person. But I feel like we need to stop ourselves before we get to that point. We need to find that cutoff limit and then say, all right, that's it. I'm bugging right now. I need to readjust my life, refocus myself.
For sure. I agree with that, man. And I want to also, one of the things I want to leave us with is, like, we talked about, you know, what we think is most important of having that sound judgment, knowing that your internal power is the greatest thing, and that these supplements or things that you may have been using to shade your reality should be, you know, kind of on a lower level. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about different tips or just different insight from living that quote unquote healthy lifestyle of mental health and physical health, of not being consumed by stuff that's shading what your reality is. You got to make your reality the shit and believe that I can be the shit without any of these things, because you're looking for a lot of times comfort, relaxation, happiness, because you lost it in yourself. And the reason why you're getting caught up with these substances, or it could be, like I said, it could be food, it could be shopping, it could be whatever that's masking your reality, gambling, I don't know. You're looking for that quick gratification. But guys, you can find the same happiness and gratification within yourself. It just takes time. It takes work. You're going to have to journal. You're going to have to write things out, dissect your problems, dissect why you're feeling certain ways. Challenge your thoughts. Your thoughts are literally, it's everything. Why do you think people say ignorance is bliss? Because if you don't know anything, the consciousness is not aware of it, so then it can't play with it in its head no more. So, like, you got to just understand that, like, your life is in a large way predicated by your thoughts, and you can choose the ones that you want. Every thought that flies in your head isn't yours. It's just the brain doing what it does, just like the heart beats. The brain is going to always be thinking of something, solving a problem, having a concept going on. You breathe, let go, observe it, grab the ones you want. You know what your soul wants. You know what your most true essence is, your spirit is, and grab those thoughts that are complementary. Develop those thoughts that are complementary to that core essence of yourself. The other ones, you let go. You pass it. You just let it pass. Similar to someone who is having a strict diet, and you see a buffet of stuff laid out. You see ice cream. You see, I don't know, other junk food and, like, things that may not be conducive to your diet. You let those go, right? And you take the things you want. Same with your thoughts. So believe that you can reach this level. Do things such as meditate. Even reward yourself positively. Taekwon, how you said, like, you know, you realized that drinking was a source of fun or whatever, and you want to put other stuff in place to have fun. Like, you have to, like, do the same thing with yourself. If you've got fitness goals, treat yourself every week that you've been meeting your goals. So instead of Friday coming and you're going to get a drink, Friday comes, that same money you would have spent on a drink, go buy yourself two new fitness shirts, two new whatever, something that's like, yo, this is fun. Or you may join a certain club or, like, a group of people who have a similar interest, and you guys go and do something that's fun that day. You know what I'm saying? Even if, let's say, drinking was your problem, and on Friday you said, you know, me and all my buddies, we all stuck to our goal, so we're going to have a slice of cake or something. Like, something that's still fun, that may not be as taxing as the one thing that you were using that was kind of destroying your life in some way. Just get a little better with it. Not saying that, you know, that the cake, like, that's perfectly fine. You know, people have their own levels they're trying to reach. Maybe that's the goal for this week. And then, the next week is going to be like, I'm going to have my favorite protein bar, where it's like, you know, it may have some sugar in it, but it's better than cake. Like, we can gradually get better is my point. We don't have to just be overnight successes in this. Understand that you're going to have challenges. Keep the what, the why, and the will not, I won't, in mind, right? In the process of this journey. And be patient with just be patient with yourself and love yourself in the process. Even when you did mess up, don't get caught up on those hangups. Laugh at that, smile with that, because those temptations, those thoughts will come back again. Don't judge them, because you're more likely to go back to them. Just, you know, just be patient and love yourself in the process.
Yeah, I think ultimately what you need to do is define your reality, right? Look at what you're seeing whether it's negative or positive, truly evaluate that and then find a way to construct the lifestyle that you really want to live. Because you can construct the lifestyle over a couple of different things. I was talking to one of my other friends and I was saying, like, it would be nice to have a lifestyle constructed around traveling, right? There's this meme that's going on, I seen a while ago, but it was like, you see people that work at a job for minimum wage and they're always traveling. Meanwhile, you're making 10 times more than them, but yet you're always broke. What are they doing? The idea is that they have a lifestyle around traveling. They know where they want to invest their money at. So maybe they live below their means so that they can go to these other places. Meanwhile, you're making 10 times more than them and you're like, I can do whatever I want. I got all the money in the world. You know what I mean? But you're broke because you put your money in foolish places. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So take that example and key it into drinking. If you really want a lifestyle around drinking, that's on you. I'm not here to judge. But if you want to prevent that, if you want a lifestyle around drinking in moderation, create that lifestyle so where that drinking or going to a bar or any type of event that holds alcohol is fewer than most other events. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Create that lifestyle where you're constantly busy. And that involves like smoking as well. Whatever substance is your problem, create a lifestyle to where that point is not abused anymore. You know what I mean? That's all I got.
No, I think that's great advice for the people, man. So, all right, guys, we just want to thank you for watching episode 4 of the Competent Conversations podcast. Taekwon, you can find Taekwon on Facebook, Snapchat, and Instagram. You want to go ahead and give those names?
Taekwon Lino on Facebook. All I do is fit on Instagram, Ambitious Tate on Snapchat.
Okay. And I'm Rashard Neal on all platforms, YouTube, Facebook. Mm-hmm. Instagram is Rashard.Neal. You can also find me at RashardNeal.com. Guys, comment what you took away from this podcast, mm-hmm. from this episode of the podcast, rather. What are some things that you're struggling with or may have been struggling with in the past couple of months that were roadblocks for you? What are some tips and stuff that you plan to use to get yourself past these roadblocks? And people who are watching this video and viewing the comments, you can help them by commenting that and they could benefit from what you say. So we'll catch you guys next time. And thanks again for watching.
Like, share, subscribe.
Yes, sir.